A decade ago, a federal law created a national sex offender registry and required each state to update it regularly. Most people associate those registries with adults. But the Adam Walsh Act also mandated the creation of registries for children found guilty of sex crimes. Recently, the practice of putting minors on sex offender registries has come under scrutiny. Here in Wyoming, state officials are debating whether to change the system. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Miles Bryan reports, there aren't easy answers.
6 years ago, Charlene Southworth discovered something no parent wants to think possible. Her 15-year-old son, Chris, had molested his younger brother.
It was disturbing to me. I didn't want to, I didn't want to hear that my son wouldn't do something like that.
Soon after, it came out that Chris himself had been molested for years by an older stepbrother. Southworth told the authorities about what her son Chris had done, and he was sent to a juvenile sex offender therapy program at Teton Youth and Family Services near Jackson Hole. He spent a year there, and when he headed back home to Cheyenne, he was doing much better.
He started to mature like a normal 17-year-old.
When Chris went to Teton Youth in 2010, Wyoming didn't put juveniles on the sex offender registry unless they were convicted in adult court. But in 2011, the state changed its statute to start registering minors in order to come into compliance with the federal Adam Walsh Act. And Chris was retroactively labeled a sex offender. Wyoming doesn't make juvenile registry information available to the general public, but Chris's status was available to all his neighbors and everyone at his school. His mom says that brought on a lot of feelings.
Scared, frustrated. He didn't want to be out in public like that. And as a kid, trying to fit in.
After he was registered as a sex offender, Chris's mental health took a rapid turn for the worse. A year later, he took his own life. Southworth says she thinks about the last time she saw her son almost every day.
I just remember, you know, he steps out of the truck, gives me a hug. Love you, Mom. See you tonight, Mom. And then he does that.
Chris's death is a worst-case scenario for a minor who ends up on the sex offender registry. But getting registered is fairly common. Since 2011, Wyoming has been putting kids on the sex offender registry for a broad range of offenses. Recently, state lawmakers met to consider whether that range is too broad. Bruce Berkland is the director of Teton Youth and Family Services.
So this little cabin is the counseling office for...
Here at Teton Youth, counselors work with kids who were victims of sex crimes as well as juvenile sex offenders. Berkland says a lot of those offenders are technically in their mid-teens, but...
You know, developmentally, their age is, and emotionally, their age is much more around 8 or 9.
Juvenile sex offenders reoffend at a much lower rate than adult offenders, according to the Department of Justice. And Berkland says his therapy is designed to help them build healthy relationships with their peers. He says he's not advocating for the registry to go away. Some minors are a real threat.
The juvenile who's looking for multiple opportunities and just prefers and likes to have contact with younger children would be high risk to reoffend and should be on the registry.
Instead, Berkland says the system needs more discretion in figuring out who needs to be registered. Brian Skorick is the head of the Wyoming Prosecutors Association.
Across the board, prosecutors believe that some juveniles need absolutely to be registered and some don't. And that's based on history of the juvenile, the offense that was actually committed.
Skorick says that before 2011, prosecutors made the call of whether to register using a whole checklist of risk factors, like whether the offender had more than one victim, the offender's age, and their mental health status. But these days, registration is based entirely on the offense. Skorick says that's led some prosecutors to try and avoid the issue entirely.
There are a few prosecutors around the state that specifically don't charge the act that was committed in hopes that the juvenile wouldn't have to be registered.
We are criminalizing normative child sexual behavior in large fashion.
Nicole Pittman is a director at the national advocacy group Impact Justice and one of the few people working to change this practice full time. Pittman has interviewed hundreds of kids on sex offender registries, and she says at least 20% of them had attempted suicide. And although Wyoming and a few other states make juvenile sex offender registry information available only to neighbors, Pittman says it's easy for those neighbors to post that info on privately run websites.
So we have had people that we've interviewed that have been killed subsequently by vigilantes. People really fear and think the worst when they see this information.
These are his ashes.
Ever since her teenage son, Chris, took his own life after being put on the sex offender registry, Charlene Southworth has kept his ashes in an urn on a shelf in her Cheyenne home. She would like to scatter the ashes on Chris's favorite trail in the wilderness around Jackson, but she's waiting, she says, until justice is done.
He was a human being that was hurt, and nobody would do anything about it. What happened to him? Shouldn't have happened to him.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Miles Bryan.